St. Augustine, a Roman African and early Christian theologian and philosopher, he once wrote that you, God, are good and all-powerful, caring for each one of us as though the only one in your care. What did that say, and what did you hear? Listen again. You, God, are good and all-powerful, caring for each one of us as though the only one in your care. I will confess that I wanted it to say, you, God, are good and all-powerful, and I am the only one in your care. But the kicker is, God cares for the whole world and each of us as though we were the only one in his care. That difference revealed something about my soul. I want God to be all about me and no one else, his only child. Well, this meditation from Galatians chapter 5 is about freedom, really. Having the freedom to love beyond yourself. To learn to love God as God shows love. To love everyone. And treat everyone you meet as though they were the only one in your care. To love as though. We'll start by taking a moment to settle and be still your selfish heart. Center on your breathing and the pulsing of your heart. Allow your mind and your body, your soul and spirit, to become still as you center on the love of God. With each beat of your heart, with each breath you take, let your eyes begin to close naturally and begin to rest here. This opening time of prayer is yours. Time to be free, free of words, free of structure. Simply approach God as He approaches you, and in His way. Continue by responding to this passage from Matthew chapter 7, and as I lead us, respond simply, Lord God, help me love others. And may God richly bless the reading of His word. If you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, well, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask Him? So, Lord God, help me to love others. Therefore, you should treat people in the same way that you want people to treat you. And Lord God, help me to love others. Because it is right and good, and because it is the law and the prophets. Lord God, help me love others. Spend a few more moments now in silent meditation without words as the Holy Spirit guides you deeper into the love of God, loving all others as God loves. As you become more aware of how God loves, begin to take note of how it feels being one of His children, not His only child, but one of His children, of Him caring for each one of us as though the only one in His care. Scan your body and mind for any lingering emotions of selfishness or pride. Ask the Holy Spirit now to bring to mind any areas of your life you feel extraordinary, isolated, unique, or maybe even rare. Begin now to whisper the words, love others, as your sacred centering words. Whisper, love others, as a reminder that God loves us all and that we should love as God loves. Whisper, love others. For the whole law is fulfilled in this one statement, love your neighbor as yourself. Note how you feel knowing you are an us in the care of God, not singular, but plural. Note the Holy Spirit transforming your mind to love as God loves. Feel no shame for thoughts of being extraordinarily singular. Don't judge yourself for being disappointed that you aren't his only child. Simply note that feeling and allow it to pass. That is not of God. Rest from your pride and isolationism as the Holy Spirit centers your thoughts on understanding God's love for us all and how you might love as God loves. And now, become even more aware of the freedom you have in the love of God as you center on your breathing. Just notice it. Take 3 slow, deep breaths from your belly as you center on His love for us. With each breath, center on your love for others now, too. Stay centered on your breathing. Let each alternating breath center you on God's love and then your love for others. Your thoughts will most certainly drift as you center. Don't judge yourself for that. Rather, let the drifting be a reminder of returning to God's love and your love for others. From centered thoughts of loving others to thoughts of selfishness, to then returning to loving others as God loves us. Take several moments to allow your freedom in Christ to keep you centered on loving others as you breathe. Now, staying in this divine moment, listen carefully to the first of 3 scripture readings and imagine this first reading as a personal letter for you from the Apostle Paul, someone quite familiar with God's love for both Jews and Gentiles alike. Listen now to Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 and 14 from the Christian Standard Bible. My dear friends, brothers and sisters who are called to freedom, remember that you were called to be free, only don't use this freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but rather serve one another through love. For the whole law is fulfilled in one statement, love your neighbor as yourself. After that brief pause, what still remains of this passage in your mind? What revelation did the Spirit open to you? Listen once more. For you were called to be free, brothers and sisters. Only don't use this freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but serve one another through love. For the whole law is fulfilled in one statement, love your neighbor as yourself. Rest here in the freedom you have to love others as God loves, not to squander your freedom on selfish gain, but the freedom to love as you love yourself. Let that become your contemplation for this next minute. In this second, wider reading, note what feelings the Holy Spirit stirs within you as you listen to it as a prayer from the Common English Bible, a hope-filled prayer of love. Dear Heavenly Father, by your grace and faith in Christ, I was called to freedom. But please don't let this freedom be an opportunity for me to indulge my selfish impulses, but rather serve others through love. All the law has been fulfilled in this single statement, to love my neighbor as myself. In the glorious name of Christ, I do pray, hope, and love. Amen. What was stirred from within you? What feelings rose to the surface of your mind? Well, for the next minute, meditate there. Allow this benediction from Paul to become your prayer in your words, asking for the courage to use your freedom to love others, to love as God does, to love as Christ does. Listen now to this wider passage a third time. Listen for how you experience the passage. Let your mind drift through the imagery of loving others, this time from the Amplified Version. For you, my brothers and sisters, were called to freedom. Only do not let your freedom become an opportunity for the sinful nature, worldliness, and selfishness, but through love, serve and seek the best for one another. For the whole law concerning human relationships is fulfilled in this one precept. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. That is, you shall have an unselfish concern for others and do things for their benefit. But if you bite and devour one another in bickering and strife, watch out that you, along with your entire fellowship, are not consumed by one another. Where did your mind settle as you listened to this passage? Well, take a moment to reflect on love with an unselfish concern for others and doing things for the benefit of others. While resting with your eyes closed in imaginative contemplation, consider once more the quote from Augustine. You, God, are good and all-powerful, caring for each one of us as though the only one in your care. In your mind's eye, experience how it might feel to actually be God's only child, yearning for His undivided attention, His singular focus and constant attention to you and you alone. How He turns every time you cry out, "Hey, ignore those other kids and look only at me." Is that how you see your relationship with God? Well, then Paul says, fine, love others with that level of devotion and undivided attention. So take a minute to contemplate loving others as God loves you, of loving others as you love yourself, and loving everyone you meet as though they were the only ones in your care. Encounter Him now, and encounter them. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing. Whispered breaths of freedom, of love. In fact, let that be your meditation. Let those be the words the Holy Spirit uses to guide you, loving others. As you consider God's love for you, plan on being more aware of your love for others that you will surely encounter on your path today. Those crying out for love. Those still hoping to be noticed, to be accepted. As you accept God's love for you, how might God use you to show His love to the rest of us? Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at first or last light, be mindful of showing love as you have received it, of loving others as you have been loved, for it will be then and there you will encounter the good and all-powerful God who cares for each one of us as though we are the only ones in His care. Let me pray this closing benediction over you to remember you were called to freedom. Remember that you are called to be free, only don't use that freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but rather serve one another through love. Love your neighbor as yourself. May the love of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and your encounter with God bring you into fellowship with those around you. Amen.